The Brady Report.
It is a Tuesday, is it? The Swiss Alps. I can't keep up with this bike. Andrew, good morning.
Morning, Millsy. Hi, Baz. Yeah, we've just come to the mountains for a week just to switch off and unwind and have a bit of family time. It's good.
Right. It's good to have you back amongst your loved ones. Anyway, let's start with this horrendous bus crash.
Yeah, so a coach has flipped over onto its side on the M25 in Kent this afternoon. That's about east of London. 41 people injured in total, amongst them some school children as well. So many of them taken to hospital. Walking wounded, pretty much. No fatalities. Investigation underway into what went wrong. Very, very busy time of the year. The M25 just to the east of London.
Jeremy Corbyn.
Yeah, back in the headlines today for all the wrong reasons. So some pictures have emerged from 4 years ago, and this is a constant kind of drip effect. The narrative being that many people believe Jeremy Corbyn is anti-Semitic, or at least his Labour Party is. Now, pictures have emerged of Corbyn in 2014 in Tunisia, in Northern Africa, laying a wreath in a Palestinian graveyard. Now, in this graveyard, he was laying it for people who had died in an Israeli bomb attack a few years ago, a rocket strike. Basically, in that graveyard were some of the men responsible for the 1974 massacre of Israeli athletes at the Munich Olympics. Corbyn says he had no idea that this shrine was there. The Jewish community are absolutely appalled, and step forward the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, and he says that Corbyn should be ashamed of himself.
Ben Stokes, what's the latest?
So the trial in Bristol Crown Court is coming to an end. He denies one charge of affray. This goes back to September of last year. The England cricketer was out with some friends. He claims that some gay men were getting bullied outside a nightclub, and he came to their rescue, and that there was some violence from others, and he simply used appropriate force to defend himself. The prosecution say that he was the culprit, and that he was the one who used the most violence. So the judge has summed up. He denies the charge. It's over now to the jury to deliberate, but we should have some movement on the Ben Stokes case in the next 48 hours, perhaps.
Good on you, mate. You'll be back with Michael this afternoon, and we'll do it again tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.